You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. YouTube has launched a localized version of its site for Pakistan despite being blocked in the country. The Chinese internet giant Baidu is in investment talks with various Indian e-commerce companies, and European e-commerce is set to grow in the coming years. YouTube has launched a localized version of its website targeting the Pakistani market despite the fact that it's currently blocked in the country. YouTube.com.pk is written in Urdu and shows the top trending videos in the country. Google, which owns YouTube, has also said it will remove sensitive content if requested to do so by the Pakistani government. The Supreme Court in Pakistan is now allegedly deciding whether to unblock the website or not. YouTube is currently blocked in Pakistan as a result of the country's strict anti-blasphemy laws, which state that imprisonment and even death sentences can be given to those who insult Islam. The Chinese internet giant Baidu is in investment talks with various Indian internet and e-commerce companies. It's interested in investing in Zomato, BigBasket and BookMyShow, although exact figures and dates have not yet been announced. Zomato is the country's leading restaurant search engine. Big Market is an online grocery store, and BookMyShow is an e-commerce site specializing in films and events tickets. A spokesperson from Baidu commented on the planned investments, saying the Indian market represents an enormous opportunity for us to connect more people with the services, and we plan to put more resources there in the future. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth $11 billion and is growing rapidly, with online sales expected to reach $220 billion by 2025, according to estimates by Merrill Lynch. European e-commerce is set to grow in the coming years, according to research by the CBRE. Continental European countries such as France and Germany are expected to see e-commerce transactions grow by around 10% in the next 3 years, with the improving economy and subsequent increase in spending power being touted as the main reasons for the rise. Most e-commerce spending will be done on domestic sites, with separate research by the European Commission finding that cross-border e-commerce is still relatively uncommon in Europe. Currently, only 15% of EU citizens buy from other EU countries online. A key reason for this could be the high cost of receiving packages from abroad. The European Commission's research revealed that parcels from abroad typically cost 471% more than parcels sent and received in the same country. The EU sees lowering the price of cross-border packages as being a key part of increasing the appeal of cross-border e-commerce in the continent. Research by Edelman Berland has revealed that internet users in Germany like to switch devices if they encounter a problem on one device. The study found that this was a more popular option than just giving up or struggling on with the first device. Users were most likely to switch devices if they thought the experience would be improved on a bigger device and when the content is not displaying well on the current device. Internet users in Germany tend to have multiple internet-connected devices. 3/4 use their smartphones to go online at least once a month, and just over half have a tablet. And finally, children in Southeast Asia prefer the internet to watching TV, according to a study by the child-focused marketing company Super Awesome. 66% of 6 to 14-year-olds in Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia and Vietnam said they would rather only use the internet rather than only watch TV. 1/4 of 6 to 8-year-olds from the region said they regularly went online after school, along with 1/3 of 9 to 11-year-olds and 1/2 of 12 to 14-year-olds. Smartphones were the most popular device used by children to go online, with tablets coming in second place in all countries, apart from Vietnam, where desktops were the second most popular device. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv. For access to our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and much more. See you next time.